I'm going to stand here and look at y'all for a few minutes, try to see if I see some familiar faces out there. It's been a while. I want to say I'm very, very thankful to have the opportunity to get up here and talk to you guys again. Been around the remote sensing industry for a little while now, and of late I am working for RapidEye, a company out of Germany. I do believe these guys have got their act together. I'm very pleased to be working with them as well, and I'll tell you a little bit about them. My job with them is I cover the U.S. and I get on into Canada a little bit too. So anybody that wants to talk to me about it, feel free to track me down. I thought this was a really nice little icebreaker picture to kind of get the talk going today. You see, there's kind of a lot going on there. You see his little satellite thing there on top of his tractor. And question is, scary or useful? Well, like I say, I've been around for a long time, and I'm here now because I truly believe this technology is what we've always tried to sell it as. Just now, I believe the planets are just now getting aligned right. Everybody's got GPS-equipped sprayers. Most people have the variable rate controllers, fast computers, fast internet. The time is right, I believe now, that all this technology can actually start to work, and people can get out and start doing some variable rate activity. Using some remote sensing. So a little bit about RapidEye. We have five satellites. This company got these birds up in December of 08, so we've got one full year under our belt. You see that they're equally spaced in one orbital plane, so basically they just circle in one plane and the Earth rotates underneath it. In theory, we can take a picture of anywhere on the planet every day. A little bit of the specs. We've got a blue, green, red, the red edge, and the infrared. You see some pretty tight bandwidths on the spectral bands. Satellites are pretty good ways up there, but they're still able to produce 5 meter resolution. Swath width is 77 kilometers, so a little over 40 miles we're covering. At a pass, so it's pretty good rate. Revisit time, like I say, in theory we can get there daily. Capacity, globally we have the ability to download 4 million square kilometers a day. It's a tremendous amount of imagery. As you can see, we're getting quite a archive going here. You can see what we did in 09. Covered a good bit of the world. Here gives you a little better idea of the temporal capacity that we've done just here in the States. If you can read that, you should be able to see it. The kind of purple looking stuff is more than 10 coverages. So you can see the Mississippi Delta area. You know, we got a good bit really in that northeast Arkansas area. We got a tremendous amount of coverage, and all the way out in California, and of course it's easy imaging out there. But I think it gives a pretty good idea of what we're capable of doing. And you know, of course, clouds are always going to be a problem. That's always the case with remote sensing. But with our revisit time and the ability to take pictures most every day, when the clouds do part, I believe we've got a pretty good chance of getting something for you. So a little bit about RapidEye, I guess. We're based in Brandenburg, Germany. These guys have this, you see on the left there, the satellite dish. They actually upload the information from the top of the building there at the RapidEye headquarters to the satellites. And it's downloaded in Norway because of the vantage point. They can see the satellites, I guess, from the altitude there. And it's really pretty spectacular how they did it. These guys shot these satellites off out of Kazakhstan in an old ICBM, old nuclear Russian missile. Shot them off, and within 15 minutes they had them in their control and getting them in their orbits and communicating with them, and it's really quite a feat that they've done. I'm proud to be with them. We have three products right now. Very simple. We have ground cover maps, which is essentially a leaf area index, if you're familiar with that. It's I guess portrayed in a 0 to 100% of ground coverage. And then we have our chlorophyll maps, which are, it's I guess, kind of a glorified NDVI, but it uses the red edge band, which is very closely tied to chlorophyll and nitrogen. And, of course, our bare soil maps, which are just that. Just a little background, I guess, on remote sensing. I'm sure a lot of you guys that have seen this know what I'm talking about. But you can see your green line there, which shows your standard vegetative curve. You got your little bump at green. It goes down in the red. Then you've got that steep climb all the way up until you get to the infrared. And that steep climb right there is the red edge band. There's a lot going on right there. So back, years ago, 97, whenever, however long ago that was, back when I was at NASA, we had hyperspectral imagery, which was continuous imagery from blue all the way up into infrared. And way back then, on actually one of Mr. Hood's fields, I don't know if he's in here today, we did some hyperspectral stuff that captured that red edge band. And it was some old nitrogen plots that strips that Jack Varco had in the field. A few bands down in the red, you couldn't see it. A few bands up in the infrared, you couldn't see it. But right there at that red edge band, stuck out like a sore thumb. And I thought, boy, we got something here. And at the time, everybody was too busy, and we just sat on it and sat on it, and nothing ever happened with it. So now, as far as I know, no one else is offering the red edge band. And we have that ability, and I'm really excited about the potential with it. I think that there's a lot of new things that can be generated, some new algorithms, and just a new view of the field that we haven't been able to see before. I know what you're thinking when you read that top thing there. It's a cotton conference, right? Well, before I came along with these guys, they didn't do a whole lot in cotton. So we're trying to change that a little bit, but you can see here some pretty good correlations with what they did with the red edge band and estimating the end status in wheat. NDVI all over the page until you get over into our red edge band, and you can see some really strong correlations with what they did. I believe it's exciting. Again, all you're going to see with these pictures is stress, and you have to go out and figure out what it is. But it does give you an idea where to look, and then you can start making some really educated decisions on how to go about it. Imagery in cotton. Well, most of the success, I would say, that has happened in the remote sensing industry has been in cotton. There are just so many what I call no-brainer applications in cotton. Growth regulators, you got a big bushy plant, needs more growth regulator. The cameras see it really good. Insecticides with Jeff Willers and some of the stuff that those guys did, there's some strong correlations with plant bugs and insecticides, as long as you're not bordering a cornfield, which I know there's a lot more of that around these days. And then, of course, defoliants. You've got naturally senesced plants versus green plants. Cameras see that great. You've got a wonderful way to go out and do some defoliation. Fertility, that's always, I believe, the kind of been the holy grail with this remote sensing stuff. And I believe that now, with the red edge, that we have a little bit better tool than we've had in the past. And I hope to see some really good things come out with fertility. That's where the big money is in the fields. Everybody's spending a lot of money on fertilizer these days. And if there's a way to better apply it and you can use imagery, then I hope that we can help you do that. That's all I've got. Got a little contact information up there. Feel free to holler at me when you get a chance. I'll be around the next couple of days. Thank y'all.